Open your Bibles to the book of Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians chapter 3. Your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1264. We'll be reading the first 10 verses. Read these verses responsively. The text verse being that third verse. Once more, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, page 1264. Let's stand, please, everyone standing for the reading of the Word of God. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Let's pray. Father, it's been a spectacular day thus far. You've been good to us. Thank you for this great church, and thank you for its leadership, its various areas of leadership. Thank you especially for our preacher. We pray that you bless tonight's service, the preaching, and the word as it comes to us from thee through our preacher. We pray that you'd help it to be that not only which we need, but that which we'll feel compelled to do something about. Help us tonight. We need thee. You're our God. We love thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to speak tonight on that little verse in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, a very famous verse. Your life is hid with Christ in God. I think you'll be surprised when you find out what that teaches. Your life is hid with Christ in God, our Heavenly Father. I pray tonight that you'd speak to my heart and through my mouth to the hearts and the minds of those who hear. Help us to rejoice in our position in Christ, that we may spread it and tell others. They too may enjoy that same wonderful salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Many times I have heard sermons on Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, and I'm afraid on occasion that I have misinterpreted the scripture as every other preacher has who ever preached on it. I do not believe that God frowns on a sincere man who makes a sincere mistake about a scripture. I have done so this scripture, and I have known others who have likewise done so. It says that your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, all the sermons that I've heard about this passage would be this way. Your soul is hid with Christ in God. Doesn't say that. Or your spirit is hid with Christ in God. Doesn't say that. It says your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, it means this, very simply this. It means that the world cannot see our life. They're on the outside, and it looks dull. Are you listening to me? They're on the outside, and the Christian life looks mighty dull to the world. And it is hidden from those on the outside. The reason is they can't see with whom we're hidden in here, you see. It says we're hidden with Christ in God. It may be an awful, dull-looking little house, but if a guy's in there with his new bride, it's a pretty nice place to be, you see. And so it may not look like much on the outside. You go over here to Greenbrier Apartments. We own the Greenbrier Apartments almost. Now, that'll be out, too. But one of our men was doing business with somebody recently, and he said, where do you go to church? He said, this fellow asked him where he went. He said, I go to First Baptist Church, Hammond. Oh, he said, that's that Hiles fellow who's in the real estate business, who owns most of Hammond. I do not own most of Hammond. I own all of Munster and Calumet City. The honest truth is, out in the Greenbrier Apartments, we got a lot of young couples out there. Now, you drive through some of the houses out in Maryville or Sherryville or St. John or Dyer or Munster and see some of those half-million-dollar houses out there, it looks mighty good. But I'll guarantee you where all the fun is, it's inside those little old apartments out yonder in Greenbrier. That's where the action's going on, folks, I'll tell you for sure. You know why? You say, oh, it doesn't look like much out there. Yeah, but that guy's in there with his sweetheart. His bride's in there with him. And so if you're hid with Christ in God, you're too old to know what I'm talking about. Now, it all depends on who's in there with you. The Christian life looks pretty boring unless you realize that inside that place is Jesus and us. We are hid with Christ in God. Now, it looks pretty dull, but tonight I'm going to have an open house. And I'm going to take you inside that house for a while. And I want to take somebody through. Now, Dr. Jorgensen's over here, and I'm going to use him in a few minutes. Dr. Jorgensen, you're out here, unsaved man, and it looks pretty dull looking in here. And you look at the Christian life, and we don't have many. We don't have neon signs out in front, and the Bible doesn't have any pictures in it, and there's no beautiful cover on the outside of the Bible, unless you got one of these stinking hippie Bibles they got out these days. But you're out there, and you can't quite see it. Now, Dr. Jorgensen, I'm going to take you on a little tour and let you see what's in here, because I know out there where you are, you say, how do I know I'm lost? I can tell by the crowds you're running with, you're lost. That's how I can tell. So come up here, Dr. Jorgensen, and I want to show you inside the Christian life. You see, we're hid, our life is hid with Christ in God, and you can't really see what it's like in there. I want to show you a scripture here. You see verse 8 there, where it says, as deceivers, yet true, as unknown, and yet well known. You see, we're not very well known as the world counts it. You know, we're not famous people, except there's millions of people up there that know us real, real well, you see. So we're unknown to this world, but we're known by the real world. We're unknown by the magistrates and the kings of this world, but well known by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it says there, we're unknown. Now, out there in the outside where you've been, it looks like we're unknown. But you get inside here, and we're really well-known people. Then it goes on and says this, as dying, and behold, we live. You get outside here and look in there, and it says, you say, man, alive, what a dead life. Go down to that church and give a 10% of your income to that preacher. That's where I got all the money I bought real estate with. Give 10% of your income to that preacher, and man, you hear those songs, and there's no rock music down there. But the Bible says it looks like dying, and behold, we live. Now you say, but it looks like death to me. Yeah, you get in there, you'll find it's not death, brother. I'll guarantee you. So I'm simply saying we're hid in there with Christ, you see, in God. And he goes on there, look down to verse 9 there. Unknown yet well known, dying and behold we live, chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing. It looks like every once in a while these politicians come to see us. And boy, they look as out of place as I do in WMS meeting, I'll tell you for sure. And they don't know how to act because they don't know what all this is about. We're having fun. They don't have any fun. They got to have martinis to have fun. They got to have a golf game to have fun. They got to go to a movie to have fun. But they know there's something going on in here. I forgot you here, Mr. Jorgensen. I'm trying to tell you that it says it looks like we're sorrowful. And looking at that building there where we hid with Christ, you're awake, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. And look in that building there. It looks pretty dead. But the Bible says, behold, we live. And it looks like a bunch of sorrowful people. But you come inside, you'll see the happiest bunch of folks you ever saw in your life. Now, it goes on to say right there, as poor, yet making many rich. Why, if you got this crowd tonight and held them up by their shoes, their ankles, turned them upside down and shook them, you wouldn't get enough money to buy a decent car. But the truth is, it says we're poor, yet making many rich. Our job's going around the country making folks rich. We just tell people how they can be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So inside that place there, it looks pretty dull. I'll be quite frank with you. The book looks dull, and the church building looks dull. But we're making folks rich. Oh, we're poor. But look what else it says. It says, having nothing yet possessing all things. You look in there and you say, man, those folks don't have anything. Man, we got everything. Everything. Now, the truth is, you see, we're hid with Christ in God. And we're in there with Christ, and we're hidden. Now, I want to take you, come on in. I want you to see this place in here. I want you to see what we got inside. I want you to know what's going on in here. It says that we're hid with Christ. Our joy is hidden to the world because they're not in here. Our peace is hidden to the world because they're not in here. And the world can't see the joy we have. But I want to show you tonight why we have all the joy that we have. I want to show you a book here tonight. That book right there. That book right there is black. There are no pictures in it. But that book right there has always existed. Never was a time when that book didn't exist. It's the eternal Word of God. Every word in that book was written, well, it always was. Never was a time before there was ever a man. There was this book before there was ever a world. There was this book before there was ever a mountain. There was this book before there was ever a valley. There was this book before there was ever a hill. There was this book before there was ever a bird. There was this book before there was ever a fish. There was this book before there was ever a beast of the field. There was this book. But that isn't all. When all the dirty books have been burned, this book will still last. When every book that's ever written has passed away, this book will endure forever. I'm saying this book always was, and this book always will be. And that's one reason why it's so good in here, but doesn't look good out there, you see. And so that's one thing in here. We're hid with Christ in God. But once you get in here, we got the eternal book. This is not some dumb magazine published by some liberal heathen. This is the eternal Word of God given to us by God Himself, word for word, and preserved all these millenniums, word for word, and always will. Heaven may pass away, and earth may pass away, but my words abide forever, the Bible says. And that's why it's one reason it's good in here. But I want to show you another book. Come over here a minute. All right, see, all this is hidden from those folks out there where you've been. But I want to show you another book. This book right here is called A Book of Life. And I want to show you something in this book, in what is called The Book of Life. You see that right there? Uh-huh. What does it say right up there?
Book of Life.
What? Book of Life.
Book of Life. And what does it say under there?
Jack Hiles.
Yeah, my name is written there, isn't it, in the Book of Life?
Yeah,
well, I'm telling you, out there you can't tell that. But my Bible says don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven.
Huh.
So, there it is, right there. By the way, there's plenty of room in here for your name too, Mr. Jorgensen. And you won't know what's going on out there till you come in and see what's going on in here. I'm just giving you a little foretaste tonight of all the things that make us happy. They call us, they say it looks dead. Well, we're not the ones committing suicide. They say it looks dead. We're not the ones having nervous breakdowns. They say it looks dead. We're not the ones that are having all the troubles. We're not the ones in the insane asylum. I mean, tell you, there's more joy in here than there is out there. Now, that stuff out there won't last, but that name right there is written in indelible ink, and God has no eraser, and that name will always be right there in heaven. And brother, my name is written there tonight. And all these people inside this place, their names are in there too. Wow. Praise God, if you'll realize that you're a sinner and that you're lost and that Jesus paid the penalty on Calvary for your sin, God will write your name in the book of life. It's mighty
good. Sounds great.
You better know it's great, boy. We are hid in here with Christ. Well, you say, well, why don't those folks out there know about it? They won't know till they get in here.
Huh.
But once they come in, then they'll know the joy that we know because we are hid from the world. Not talking about our soul is hid, though that's certainly a Bible truth, but our life is hidden. You don't know how good it is to be a child of God, you become a child of God. You don't know the joy of sins forgiven till you have your sins forgiven. You don't know the joy of having your name written in that book till your name is written in that book. Let me tell you tonight, everybody in this room tonight can have your name in this book, indelibly in this book, never erased. Your name can be in this book forever and ever and ever and ever. All you've got to do is receive Christ as your Savior. Mr. Jorgensen, pretty good in here. We're hidden with Christ. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Now I want to show you, Mr. Jorgensen, another book. You've seen a couple of books. I want to show you another book. This book here is a very, very interesting book. This is the book of sins. My sins are listed in this book. What do you see right there?
Book of Sins.
And what's the name you see right there?
Jack Hiles.
I want you to read all the sins you see written down under my name. What? Go ahead, read all the sins you see. I said, go ahead, read the list of them. I said, read the list of sins. How many are there?
There's nothing there.
That's why we're happy in here.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, boy, there's not a nightclub out there can compare to having your name written there with no sins recorded.
Huh.
Now, it looked mighty dingy standing out here. It looked mighty dingy looking inside there. But you get inside and see that book right there and realize that when you trusted, when God put your name in that book, God took all your sins out of that book, and you can have your name right there with not one single sin charged against your name.
Huh.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Boy, sounds great.
You better know it's great, bless God, because if you don't get saved, you're going to face God, brother, in every sin you ever committed. Well, you realize you're a sinner and realize that Jesus paid the penalty and went to Calvary and suffered for you and rose again after 72 hours for your justification, and you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that moment God wipes every sin. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, your sins are gone, and then your soul is free, and in your heart's a song buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. You can live eternally. Praise God, your sins can be gone.
Boy.
Out there it looks pretty dingy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you said many times, sure looks like a dead place down there.
Yeah, wondered.
Did you ever drive by and see all the people here and wonder why they come?
Sure have, yeah.
It's brainwashing, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's what you thought, right. And it's a cult, right?
I wondered about it.
Yeah, I bet you have wondered about that, too. It just doesn't look very pretty. There are no big neon signs out there, no pictures of Liz Taylor or Marilyn Monroe or Jane Fonda or any other dead people. But it looks pretty dead, doesn't it?
It sure does.
But, brother, inside that place we are hid, and guess who's in there with us?
Who?
Christ is in there with us.
He is.
We're hid with Christ in God. Our lives. Doesn't say our souls, our lives. The world can't see it. Don't be too rough on them. They don't understand it out there. They're a bunch of ignorant folks. They don't understand what's in here. But if you folks out there don't believe it, come on in and see what's on the inside. Well, it's all hidden. And that book looks pretty dull, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
You put that one on the newsstand, it's not going to sell very well. But you come inside, praise God, and you'll find not only is can your name be written in that book and your sins taken out of that book. Let me show you another book. This is called the what?
Book of Works.
Book of Works. What's that name right there?
Jack Hiles.
I see. Okay. What kind of works are listed for me?
The righteousness of Jesus Christ.
All of His
righteousness. All of His righteousness.
That's what it says right there. The righteousness of Jesus Christ. So, was Jesus kind?
Sure was.
So kindness is listed there for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And was Jesus good?
Yes.
So goodness, this is there for me. Was Jesus sinless?
Sinless. Yes.
So in the sight of God, I'm sinless. Is that right? That's
yeah.
Why we have so much fun in here, man.
Wow.
Not only is our name written in the first book and our sins taken out of the second book, but all of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, how foolish it is for folks to try to get saved by their own righteousness. The Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, my prayer to God and heart's desire for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." Hey, listen, across the street in the Catholic Church, it's not your righteousness, it's His righteousness that does it. Hey, listen, all you Jehovah Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists and Mormons, it's not your goodness, it's His goodness. And on my record right there in heaven is listed the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, that's why, see, this is, we're hidden in here. And you can't tell it out there. Now, I'm letting you come in here and just tell you, and you can go out there and tell all those people out there, not now, but when you get through here, if we ever do, you go out there and tell all those people what you saw in here. You tell those people they can have their name written in the book of life. That means they're going to heaven when they die. You tell those people that all their sins can be taken out of the book of sins, and they can be perfectly righteous in the sight of God Almighty according to this book right here. Mr. Jorgensen, there's something going on inside here. World don't know anything about. Why, you compare a drink of liquor to your sins being taken out of the book of sins. You compare the nightclubs and the dirty rock concerts to your name being written in the Lamb's book of life. When God said rejoice, He didn't say rejoice because you got a lot of money. Rejoice because you got a big house. Rejoice because you got fame. Rejoice because you're popular. Rejoice because you're powerful. He said rejoice because your name is written in that book right there.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Jorgensen, I'm going to show you what's in this book right here, the first book. Look right here. This first book, I want to show you what's written in it. It doesn't look very good, does it?
No.
But I want to show you what's written in here. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." That's Jesus talking. "In my Father's house are many mansions." Yeah. "If it were not so, I would have told you." Look at there. I go to prepare a place for you. See, I've trusted Jesus. My name's written in that book. My sins are taken out of that second book. His righteousness is listed in my place under my name in the third book. And the Bible says right now, He's up there getting me a place ready.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I should say, well, you should say certainly. Look at the rest of it. It says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." By the way, we got some houses, mansions for rent up there. Rent nothing, got them for free.
Free?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to live in a mansion. Well,
you're going to, boy. I'll be sure. If you don't get to work around here, I'll send you there pretty soon, too. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." That means that the Jesus whose righteousness is recorded in my record and the Jesus who's preparing a place for me in heaven right now is going to come and get me again. "And when He comes, the dead in Christ shall rise, and the living shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air." Hey, you didn't know all this was going on here, did you?
No, I sure didn't.
You thought this was a dead place, didn't
yeah,
you? These folks have more fun right now than they are to nightclubs tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You go this little leap-in, limp-out place down there, where about folks leap-in, limp-out, in a little tavern across the tracks, and see how much fun they're having tonight. And you come in here and see how much fun we're having. You know why? It's more fun to have your name written in heaven than just to have some liquor in your stomach.
Yeah.
It's more fun to have your sins forgiven and brought it out of the record of heaven and the sin book than it is to be dancing across the nightclub floor tonight. I'm saying we won't have a hangover tomorrow. We'll wake up tomorrow morning and feel good because what made us happy tonight will still be there tomorrow morning. Look over here, Mr. Jorgensen. "And I, John, saw the holy city." That's in this old dead-looking book here. Show me something better than that in the Playboy. Show me something better than that in the Woman's Home Companion. Show me something better than that in the Cosmopolitan. Show me something better than that in the Newsweek. Show me something better than that in the Time. Show me something better than that in the U.S. News and World Report. I mean, brother, look at that.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride. That's that same preparation we're talking about back yonder a while ago for a husband. Look at there. And God shall wipe away all tears. We're going to a place where folks won't cry anymore from their eyes. And there shall be any more, no more death. Hey, we're heading for a place where nobody's going to die. Won't be any funeral homes. Won't be any cemeteries. Won't be any tombstones. Won't be any undertakers. Well, unless they got born again. But they have to change their profession when they get there. I'm trying to tell you, we're going to a place where nobody's ever going to die.
Great.
And no wonder we're happy in here. Look pretty dull out there, but we're in here hid with Christ in God. That's why we have a good time. Look what else it says. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, won't be any more illness, no more hospitals, no more need for doctors, no more need for medicine, no more need for crutches, no more need for wheelchairs. There it is right there. For the former things are passed away. Pain is passed away. Cancer's passed away. AIDS passed away. Headaches passed away. Back trouble passed away. Appendicitis passed away. Pneumonia passed away. Bad colds passed away. Influenza passed away. I'm telling you, no more pain, no more sickness. And we're in here hid with Christ in God. Now, folks driving by out there tonight don't know what's going on in here. That's because they never have been in here. Well, it sure is dull to be a Christian. Well, those churches they go to are pretty dull. But when you got the books that we've got here with your name written in it and your sins brought it out and His righteousness is recorded for you, and you got this amazing book right here, we're in here hid with Christ in God. You say, now, wait a minute. How do you know that these things about heaven and the second coming are true? I know it because God told me when I came in this place right here, what would be here, and it's here. So if I got here trusting Him, He'll take me there. Same Bible told me I'd have peace when I got in here, tells me I'll have heaven when I go there. Same Bible told me I'd have joy here, which tells me I'll have heaven when I get there. I came in here and bless God, I got joy, and I got happiness, and I got contentment, and I got peace in my heart. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and the Lamb forever. So I know He who promised me the joy I have in here will tell me the truth about where I'm going from here also. Now, I want to show you something else. You were out here a while ago wondering what's going on inside, but you see it now, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in there hid with Christ in God, with a book that's eternal, with a book that our name is written in forever, with a book that tells us our sins are blotted out, with a book that is attributed to us, recorded to us, the personal righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's wonderful in here. But there's something else in here I want you to notice. It's called an institution. It's called a church. Now, that's what this is out here. This is a church. And these people out here belong to the church. You say, well, what in the world is the church for? Well, the church is where we come three times a week and praise God for these books. We come three times a week and praise God for that book. We come three times a week and praise God for that book. We come three times a week and praise God for that book. We come three times a week and praise God for that book. We praise, I'll take care of those books. I almost praised God for the New Jerusalem right there, didn't I? But we come three times a week and praise God for the book of life. Our names are there. We come three times a week and praise God for the book of sins not recorded against our record. We come three times a week and praise God that the righteousness of Jesus Christ is recorded for us. And we come three times a week and thank God we have the never dying eternal Word of God. Now, Mr. Jorgens, I know what you're saying. You're saying some people in here don't look real happy. My shirt tail's coming out, Mr. Jorgensen. God pity these preachers don't preach excited enough to have their shirt tail ever come out. God help you Hiles Anderson preachers today. Shirt tail preachers. You may notice somebody's got a sourpuss look on his face.
Yeah.
Let me explain. There's several reasons why.
One is, some seldom look at the books. Some seldom look at this book. Oh, they believe it, but don't look at it. They're in here, hid with Christ in God, but they don't use that which is available. And some of these people out here look like they look because, hey, over here, you folks might want to listen also. Some people look like they look, and some are misbehaving over there in that misbehaving section over there, or they're laughing and cutting up, and God have mercy on you. So that's why the reason they're that way is because some of these folks, they thought coming inside here would give you joy and peace. No, coming inside here doesn't give you joy and peace. It makes joy and peace available to you. Some of the sourest looking faces I ever saw are people inside here but never look at the books. Never stop to obey Jesus where He said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And that's a command, by the way. That's a command. I said, that's a command. And some of these people also, they're used to it.
They are, yeah.
They've been here a long time. And they've gotten used to it.
Get used to it. And
they're sitting here right now criticizing the folks that haven't gotten used to it.
Don't like the yelling and so on, huh?
Because they've gotten used to it. And then there's some people here don't look real happy because they've wandered outside over there where you used to be and they believe the dirty advertisements out there. And they've gone out there and said, we think we'll try it out. But nobody's ever gone from here out there and tried it out, but without finding that it's misery and heartache and ruin and no joy and no peace. Peace is in here, not out there. Joy is in here, not out there. Contentment's in here, not out there. Now, Mr. Jorgensen, before you leave, thank you for coming in, but before you leave, let me say one thing or two. There's room in here for you.
I believe I'd like to get in.
See, there's room for your name in that book of life. And the Savior has time to teach you His book right here. And you too can be hid. Your life can be hid. Now I want to warn you. If you decide to stay in here, folks out there are going to think you crazy. Some of your family is going to think you're fanatic. Folks where you work are going to make fun of you. I want you to know. And by the way, don't be too hard on them because we're hidden in here with Christ. And with this book, and with the book of life, and with the book where our sins are taken out, and the book where the righteousness of Christ is recorded. We're hidden with Christ in God. But you've seen what's going on in here. And there's room for you. And there's room for you too. I don't care. Thank you, Mr. Jorgensen. Sit down right here. I don't want you to go back out there. Let me take you in here and show you what's going on. You guys over here, let me show you could use a few smiles too every once in a while. Don't just sit there, feel something. We are our lives. The world says it's dull. We know better. We're on the inside. We're in here with Christ, hidden from the world. They don't understand it. But boy, inside this place we have, not just is our soul hidden in Christ. Not talking about that. Our life is hidden in Christ. Now, why didn't God put a bunch of neon signs out here? And why didn't God put a bunch of enticements out here? Because Jesus wanted you to trust Him. If the enticements were out here and the advertisement were out here, it wouldn't be faith. Faith is when He just sends a little book, black book, and says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, let him come. Whosoever will may come. For God so loved the world that He gave His own. And you read that old black book. There must be something in there going on. Sure looks dull out here. That's because those folks in there are hidden with Christ in God. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, if your name is not written in heaven, there's room in the book for your name. Your name is, your sins are not blotted out of the book of sins. Tonight, God's eraser stands ready to take every sin you've ever committed out of His book, and you can stand before God as blameless. Because you too can be hidden with Christ in God. Would you bow your heads?